G'day guys, welcome to the mailbag preview for Caulfield Guineas Day. A fat card, 10 races. Nick, how are you, my man?
Good. I'm good.
Jackie. Big horse, Miller. He's back.
Good to be back.
He's back. That's great, man. Excited about this card, boys, or what?
Very excited.
And also, the people asked us to dress up.
We were doing form to go out and get an outfit to it.
Pretty disappointed, but I do what the people want.
Well, you're the head man, so...
Yeah, firstly, we'll just like to make a quick mention of all our sponsors who make this show possible. Jonathan Walsh Finance.
You going to explain who you are, your outfit?
The people know who I am.
I actually have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about that. Look, no, I sort of had you here. Now I've just had to peg you down a couple. Mountain Goat, thank you very much for supporting us. And punningform.com.au. Now, track condition... Any ideas?
Well, I'm hoping for typical Caulfield. That'd be the best result. It's a pretty good track to bet at, usually.
Yep.
Like, or a lot could be tempo related there, but...
I find Caulfield one of the harder ones.
Really?
Nah, I think it's one of the best ones, if not the best. Caulfield, Sandown, the MRC.
Well, Sandown's not a main one, but it's far and away the number one. It's the Roger Federer of Melbourne racing. Yeah. I love Sandy.
They do a good job.
I think the track will play relatively even. The weather is beautiful at the moment in Melbourne, which might lead to some irrigation, which can then cause a few things to change. And it's a 10-race card. And you won't get a clue from the two-year-olds. It'll start to... You'll get a gauge by race three. Tempo's always
key. People jump all over early races and say, oh, there's a leader bias, but often it's either the best horse that's just led and won, or they've gone slow and one of the better horses has led and won. So,
it'll change through the day, though, I reckon, with 10 races.
Don't jump
big
the
field.
If you're watching the races.
Yeah, could well do.
All right, there's a lot of internationals this week. How are you going to handle them, Nico?
Well, I think your assessment will be key.
Okay.
How they're paraded. I have watched a few of their replays. I don't know much about the form. I just sort of take them on just how they run sort of thing and what types they look like and how far they'll get over, especially in the staying races. So very interesting, especially the horses in the sprint races.
They're the ones that bring the most intrigue. I'm feeling it this week for me, I'm confident as I've ever been. I'm really happy with yesterday with Sabres. I went to Bendigo thinking Sabres was an absolute moral, but we paraded a bit
iffy. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good call, actually.
Did you half your bet there?
I got your text on that. I absolutely halved my bet on that race after I got that mail.
I was already
a little bit nervous about the race itself with the map. And when one of the runners I expected to go across and put a bit of pressure in the race didn't jump, I got a bit straight back out. Because it looked horrible from there. Mm. And if they were going to sit up and sprint, it was always going to suit
that leader.
Because he does have a good turn of foot. So,
how are you handling the internationals?
Yeah, I've left them alone. Ben Battle's the only one I've had a play at, like in the futures markets. Because they had $18 to $21 up on it. And the Caulfield Stakes. You checking it? Yeah, they did. So, we snipped a bit of that. But other than that... Yeah, I haven't really... You know, Jungle Cat burnt me because I avoided it.
Let's not talk about fucking Jungle Cat.
Absolutely tortured me.
Speaking of Drewzy
was all over it. So
speaking of
Drewzy,
Jungle
that's why Drewzy's our international.
We've got Drew in the house today, finally. Big fella's to sort of show up for a preview. I'll be doing whatever he tells me. That'll be my starting point, is his opinion on the internationals. I highly respect what he thinks.
Yeah.
He nailed him last year. Declared the winner of the Melbourne Cup. So, Drew, do you want to quickly give a rundown of...
I might jump in race by race, probably the better way to do it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Alright, well let's get into it. We'll do race one, which is the Inglis Debutante Stakes. We've got Langy Gera. How would you say that one, horse?
I haven't even looked at the race because I'm just not interested in...
Well, it's race one number two, start. Just if you could help me pronounce it, would be good.
Lanigera.
Utsun. Lanigera is 550. Utsun 550. Biscara is 650. Champagne Boom, $7. Wedge Tail, $9. Ancestry, $11. Longer the rest. I've got nothing at all to add here other than I'll be closely monitoring Nick's trial stuff, which has been awesome. And if you're not trying it, you should. It's a free trial still, Drew, is it? And yeah, Mounting Yard, big time. Trials and Mounting Yard, hopefully we can find an angle here. We went real close last week, back four horses in the first race of Flemington on Saturday, and they ran second, third, fourth, and fifth.
Yeah. No, I quite like one. I think it should run a big race. So if you want to get involved, this is probably the week to do it because...
Not giving it away?
No, giving it up.
I love it.
Woodson's the one that...
If you find it from watching the Mounting Yard, though, I'll be having a good crack at it.
So it could be early fetal.
Could be.
So if you're watching racing.com and the camera's just dropped...
Woodson for Nara and Eustace, he's the one that's probably going to create a bit of interest. Is it he or she?
He is a she.
She, yeah, I was going to say, she. She's like an albino, isn't she?
She's
like,
just white.
Yeah, out of Opera House.
She's like the Jonathan Wallace sheep.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would just watch it.
Tasty as all hell.
Yeah, I've got no interest in
her. Hopefully she prays a little bit better.
Didn't she jump out really well, too?
Yeah, she's going well.
Well, it's not giving away anything. You're not on the camera. Come in. Alright, so nothing else for race one. Let's get through it. It's a big card.
Look, it's a big card. I don't think we need to be betting in race one.
We will be, though.
You will.
Race number two, 400 metres, Weekend Hustlers, the listed race. The market is as follows. Comic Has, 440. Sir Coney for Linda Meach, who's riding really well, $5. Iconoclasm, $5.50. $4.80 with a tab. Someone's gone bang. Fierce Impact, $6. Ducia Valentinoa.
Duca Valentinoa.
Duca. Oh, did I say Lucia?
Duca.
Duca. Yeah, whatever. Fastnet, Tempest, Twirls. You can pronounce the rest of the horse. I've mapped the race as follows. I thought Aussie's Choice should probably kick away and lead. So Coney can go with it. And if there's not any intent from Aussie's Choice, he'll sit OSL and Sir Coney will lead. Iconoclasm should get across and get the back of these two. And then Grand Rosso's got enough speed to roll forward. The rest of them sort of need to sort their shit out at the back there. I'm not sure what they'll do. And obviously pretty hard to gauge where the number one Comic Has will land, as I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
I'll get mine out of the way.
Want me to jump in quickly for that one? Yeah.
Just give us your run now on it as a runner and where you think it might be on the map.
Hey guys. In terms of Comic Has, it's a horse that really lacks in speed. So it'll be pushed along the whole race. They've jumped up to 1400 because at 1200 it's always just run off its feet, right?
Yeah.
And this is like one of the most ungenerate horses you'll see constantly, like from the get-go, they'll be pushing it out. So I would suggest that it's not going to get a good spot. It's going to get out the back and...
You're laying it.
It's my lay of the day. Like,
ooh, bang,
good, Drizzy.
It's
good.
It's just an ungenuine horse. It does have 119 question mark time form rating. At its best, can it win this? Yeah, it can. But it's inconsistent.
So how often does it pull out a
119 rating? I don't know. Drew's got his fucking notorious.
It's like a 1 in 3 or 1 in 4. Like, how often can he pull
out?
It's
not even on the camera.
So I'll look at its recent form. It was beaten 12 lengths, 6 lengths, 1 in a group 3. Beaten 4 lengths, beaten 15 lengths. It's coming off an EIPH run where it swallowed some of the dirt. So it's coming from dirt races as well, so it's, you know, it handles the turf fine, but it's been over there in Maydown on the dirt, so...
Can't win.
Yeah.
I'll take it on at 440.
Good. Yeah. I'm really keen
to... So it'll drift.
Probably the only race of the day that I'm really keen to suggest a bet, and that's number 9, Iconoclasm. Word is it's jumped out pretty well.
Yep.
Horse that I don't think was near ready to win, first up, second up, but hit the line really nicely. Benny Allen's flying. This map looks ideal. Really respect Aussie's Choice and Sir Coney. I think they'll sort of cut each other up and we'll be the one come over top here.
Had a three issue second up, was it?
Yeah, but it's still going well. Still and it wasn't ready to win, in my opinion. So
the jump out was very good.
Each way odds here is huge. Keen.
Led and wasn't really asked to do anything. Mm. I think it was grabbed on the line by a cat and... Toes and Basil went really well in behind it.
Yeah, he's a bet for mine.
Iconoclasm.
You just look like his first up right at the Valley was the quickest home of the whole day. Last day, he's SP favourite against Land of Plenty, Peaceful State. like, it sounded like this was their horse going towards this Ribbit Clark, but obviously just didn't all go right for him. $5.50 off the potential this horse has, you know, you could mark him right in the race into Toorak. This race is probably nowhere near that.
I actually thought he'd go that way.
I think that's probably what they were trying to do. Yeah. It wasn't wound up. Remember the Mount Yarmouth? We were hard against him first up when he was heavily backed in a favourite and Marius beat him and Tulip ran really well. Tulip's run really well since. Marius is his sort of first up horse. It's SP favourite over Land of Plenty in Peaceful State. Had a setback. Month between runs. Trialled. DK Weir, watch it so I can drop off a cliff late on
the fair. It's got a huge SP profile as well. Like they're looking to find those sort of things on the day, which they will be the biggest sort of team. So I'll find a horse like him. If he's really sort of backed into like I'd be happy to take like $3.280 here if the money really comes for him.
The more money, the better.
Yeah, like just keep betting if they keep backing it.
Yep. I couldn't agree.
He's been one of mine. Like last prep, he was just an ATM for me and my members. Yep. He just kept backing him and he just kept winning.
Yeah.
We sort of discussed it briefly off air, but the way I sort of assessed the race was I sort of looked at a horse like Cliff's Edge and a horse like Iconoclasm and sort of wanted to work out which one out of them two I would back if they went head to head. I think Cliff's Edge is like a live hope in the Toorak later in the day. So I think if he starts $3, like the money really comes for him, he's obviously ready to go, but I still think he'd be big unders. I think he's a chance, but I couldn't get him.
What about this horse?
Near
if
that sort of price.
If he starts a solid 5.50 years near, or you get set near, we go each way. If he starts $3, I'm launching. But if he starts $3, then Sir Coney and Aussie's Choice are drifting, and I can chop both of them.
I think.
And I just if I they go too
can,
quick and the same's coming, then you're
I think
like,
he
I'm
can
done.
Win, but I. Yeah, I don't have him in my top two. It's funny because he's really been one on one. I think he's a better Flemington horse. Goes really well at Flemington. And just the fact that he's here at Caulfield again just pushes me towards Sir Coney because Sir Coney went super first up, only grabbed on the line by Cliff's Edge, bless him, that day. And Sir Coney actually goes much better second up. So I'd love the map again. It sets up similarly. Aussie Choice will run along in front, you know, in 11-2, 11-3s. Sir Coney can just camp on his back again. And I think second up, he'll improve. And I think he's a better horse this prep. And I think he's a really, really good play around the $5. I can't see him missing a place.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
And I just think he's a massive chance. The danger for me is the Sydney horse, the Japanese import Fierce Impact. Ran really well first up behind Tip Top, who I rate. I think it's a good horse. And the Avenger was back in that field. You can tie that form back through a few runners out of our Melbourne crew.
I think he's
the one that sort of gets back, but I think this will be an on-pace race, I think.
Yeah, because whilst they're leaders, there's actually nothing forcing them to go quick here. The three of them should just do what they want.
Like, Aussie Choice went at benchmark first, like last start. He went at a genuine sort of tempo. The caller was calling it as he was flying along, but it was just a genuine tempo. And I see a similar setup here. I think Sir Coney will just be better second up, and I think he'll win.
I think the winner will come out of Iconoclasm, Aussie's Choice, and Sir Coney. I agree with you. I'm not keen on Fierce Impact. I worry the map. But one thing I will note, like, want to say is Aussie's Choice hemorrhaged last start.
They thought it would win.
Like Wiz can do.
They expected it to win.
I am scared of it a little bit here.
Yeah.
Anything else, boys?
I just don't think it's going well enough to win. No, that's it.
Race 3, a 1,200 metre group 3 for 3-year-old fillies. The market is as follows. We've got Sunlight, $2.80. Merrill, $4.80 off a good win at Moonee Valley. Hummer Hummer, Luckless again, $6.50. Blue Roche, Blue Roche was the movers bet there at Flemington. First ever start, was it?
Second start.
Where it got the back of the thing on the rail, then Benny Mellon decided to hook it to the other side, then inside, and then outside, then it almost won, but it fucking did it.
He started on the inside rail. He went all the way to the outside. Literally, across the entire track to the outside rail, and then decided to come back to the middle.
Movers,
I could not believe it.
The movers are getting it done.
I couldn't believe it.
I can tell the amount of seconds I've had recently,
And it ran second.
Oh, it's taught. Mate, go it's watch coming. Race. I'd love to see the watch race coming. Two today at Mornington. If you want to throw up.
Oh,
Jordy Childs, kick that thing with the front side, just let don't it go. Know, it's
faster
than
jockeys this week.
Anyway, Assertive Play $10. Golden Halo $11. Into the Abyss $15. Longer the rest. Thought the Speed Map will look a little bit like Sunlight, Illuminaire, and Merrill have the speed to be forward. Into the Abyss, wide but fast. I'm not sure where they'll go with it. Hummer Hummer looks like it might get a nice run for once. Enabar's got
once.
A little bit of speed. No, I could.
Had the run of the race last start.
Doesn't get out though. Lose momentum.
Did.
Ducal.
It's like Peach and Rye.
Tantiara next. Blue Roach, I think he'll be back near last with Graceful Storm, Certi Play, Golden Halo, and Golden Script. Horse, what do you got?
Surprise Sunlight's actually here. I thought off the trial where she ran really fast time. They might actually,
for 800.
That's so close to a race day.
Yourself in a trial.
You double check her.
I didn't double check it, but I like the way she went.
I thought that would save her for the Blue Sapphire, and I thought because I wanted to back her, I've got written by it sixes for a big stack, and I thought going through what's left, just getting off track a little bit. Sunlight was $11, and then you had Zusain, who's not going to run. It's going to run first up in the Cornwall, fresh in the Cornwall. That's a really thin race, and I think Sunlight was. She probably would have beaten Britain by in the Blue Sapphire. So
I think
I'm actually glad,
was very dodgy.
I think I'm glad that she's going around Saturday. There's nothing else though to go. So I think she's actually, if she was right, she obviously is. She's tried well. 280 I think is a very fair price. I thought she'd come up much shorter, but I haven't tipped her. Merrill went super at the Valley.
Suited.
Bless her. Yeah, I mean, that was a good win, though. I was happy with that. We were on. The one I like in the race is coming back from the 1,400 metres. She should have beaten Thrillstar first up. Ran some really good sprint trips last prep. Good times. She's a very smart sprinter. They gave her a run over the 1,400 to see if she'd run the 1,000 guineas, and she had an issue that day.
Like she broke down.
I don't know if she had an issue.
She
I think Craig thought she had an issue.
No.
I heard the trainer say it's like, sweet.
The trainer said that they've got her right again. She had an issue.
Oh, you're off the screen again. People want to see
So, yeah, the obvious call when she had an issue was to go back to a sprint trip. Craig Williams sticks with her for the third time this prep. That race first up, she should have pissed him.
Yeah.
Against Thrillster and the rest of them. Like, she should have absolutely pissed him.
You don't need to tell
him.
Me. I backed her from the yard, remember?
Well, yeah, she's $11. I think she's a massive price.
No, I
can't
remember.
I think she's just a win bet. I'm not taking her each way just because she might do nothing. So, I've had a win bet, and it's a certain play. I think she's a really big price around $11.
Well, I couldn't agree more. Sunlight, you can't mock it.
Mm.
But there's horses here with upside. And like if they're running on, Assertive Play and Golden Halo are the two that I think will be the ones running on. If Illuminaire kicks up, which is hard to predict because Stevie Buster seems to just... Every second time ride a horse really aggressively, and the next time he sneaks and this thing could be cast. And then if he hands it up to Sunlight, that 280, 260 looks really good.
Yeah.
But if there's a bit of speed there, I don't want to be with it. I'll obviously be probably saving Blue Roche just for mental health reasons. But I thought a certain play...
Yeah, I found it hard to line that up. But it was a great run. Ran good sectionals.
Yeah, so, but like, if it won that race by four lengths, which it could have, what cost did it?
Yeah, I'm not knocking it at all.
So I thought a certain play from Golden Halo and Blue Roche, Merrill... and Sunlight, obvious. And Hummer Hummer is a horse of mine, but just I wish we were getting big odds again. We're not.
Hummer Hummer is a myth at 1,200. She does not run 1,200. She had the perfect ride last start. Again, absolute gun ride. Got off the back of Merrill, and Merrill was going away from her again on the ninth. She's 1,100 in this grade maximum. She doesn't go 1,200.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the race I'm happy to take on. I found Merrill at Moonee Valley. She was a good result for me, paid for me holiday, but... I found her because the race was terrible.
Where'd you go?
Newcastle.
Newey.
Yeah.
Newey.
So,
Newey.
Yeah, I'm really against that sort of form line. This should be pretty hard to beat Sunlight off what she did there on Monday at Cranbourne. Slight concern is she may have overdone it, but in the past she's run it like really sort of brutal tempos out in front, or not brutal, but like a fast tempo, then backed up within a week and went to another fast tempo and still won.
Remember the last start at Caulfield? She looked gone. 400 out. And
she's
dropped them.
I'll be saving on something low. I think she's a stupid price.
She's better than these.
I actually thought she'd come up about 220. I thought I was going to get a massive price.
I'd rather do $2.
Yeah.
$2.
That's more realistic, I think. So, you know, we probably should be backing someone.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, but we've got to...
She's near best bet of the day. I'm very happy backing Sunlight, as I said. Her figures in the race, just even her last start, the adjusted figure, it puts her like 1.5 to 2.5 lengths better than all these fillies.
Oh, I agree with that.
Hummer's sort of gone to that level, but it was at 1,000, and it was.
I just have
first
a hard
up,
time. I have a hard time.
She's starting to rate down, so.
Rating the exposed good 2 year olds. I'm just naturally inclined to be pretty harsh on them.
Yeah, so am I. I was sort of half.
As in
so.
The yeah, okay. Coming
so like the
written coming on from their 2 year
the written
Molars,
the Sunlights,
yeah.
Or the this season
because they're unders normally. But I don't think she's unders.
I'm naturally
yet.
Trying to find an angle against them. But like come race day when I'm doing the business,
it's like it's flipped though.
I just judge them on the yard. If she's where she was last start.
First up,
I won't be betting hard against her.
First up, 2 year olds to their 3 year old season can be massive unders because they all improve at different rates. But we've seen her again, and she's run well. She's tried well. I'll be backing both the 30 flames.
Anything else?
That's it.
Race 4, the Cape Grim Beef Stakes, spelled stakes.
Good stakes.
1,200 meters, Group 3, set weights and penalties, mares. Market is as follows: Winter Bride, who was slaughtered and still pissed in last start. $4.20. Leather and Lace was slaughtered, didn't piss in. $5.50. Fragonard, $7.50. Petrel, $7.50. Cool Passion was huge. First up with a big weight, $8.50. Booker, 12s. Free Hearted, 17s. Longer than the rest. There's some big odds here. Jesus. Horse, Nick, who's gone?
Oh, we'll do a map.
You got one?
What's relevant for In Good Time, she'll probably go forward. AC Tong D. If Patrol gets a start, she's got speed. They might
two
not
scratching
have
so Our
Crown Mistress will roll forward. Booker roll forward.
Yeah, Moon Lover probably from 14. Creativity, like, they could drive a tempo here. Very, very tough race for mine.
Creativity scratched, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep, sorry. It is too. Ooh, a little bit of support there for the Leather and Lace. Winter Bride's hard to knock. She's not short there, but I couldn't get it at that price just given how deep the race is. Horse I did kind of find was Alma Lambo through the Fragonard race. If you watch the tape there, she doesn't really get a run for most of the straight. Fragonard sort of half took her run. I think if Alma Lambo got that run, she would have beat Fragonard home, in my opinion.
I agree with you 100%.
James McDonald goes on from Huey, massive positive. Even though Huey's one of the best jockeys, he's not riding that well at the moment.
What would make you say he's one of the better jockeys?
What wouldn't make
well,
you
well, he was rated the best jockey
that,
in the level.
That he doesn't ride winners very often, and he mainly, his reputation is held up on riding the best horse that we've ever seen.
Yeah,
he was rated the best jockey in
I
the
like
world,
jockeys
I
that
think
take
we
gaps.
All agree he's not accurate. Not an accurate assessment of his riding abilities.
Yeah,
he's no good.
Mm. Yeah, he's certainly...
No, I've been looking to be against him all spring, so... Look, J-Mac goes on, she gets a good map.
He almost slaughtered Winks on Saturday.
He did slaughter Winks.
It's not a good
ride.
If
he was riding
let the
any
best
other
horse,
horse
in Australia run at 12.7 sections, it's not good. It's bad.
I love it how they said, oh, he was so patient. He absolutely butchered that ride on Wicks. It was a shocker.
Yeah, it's lucky he was like driving a car and the rest of the
world. Let's not mention Rainier.
Yeah,
give me a spell.
Anyway, Alma Lambo, she was the one I sort of half found. $19. Not a race I was overly keen to bet in. Thought Leather and Lace, Winter Bride, Fragonard, all probably big chances, and if Patrol runs here, she's got some, especially her last start where she went around 6 lengths above the sort of class standard there for the track and trip and all those sort of things at Bendigo. She can replicate that performance, nothing to say she can't, she'll be right in the race here. It's just whether that she gets a run, and she does have a bit of an awkward map there from Ryan.
Awesome. Yeah, so there's two scratchings. Patrol needs another scratching to get into the field. So I'm praying she goes to Adelaide. It's looking that way. Yeah, really tough race. This is usually the last race and last leg of the quaddy. Every year they've moved it.
Yeah,
they pumped the nationals in the quaddy. Back to the last, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, Winter Bride, like Nico said, Winter Bride's hard to knock. Like the win.
It has jumped out of the fucking ground last start from Queensland.
Oh, it's fine.
It's a huge chance of just plummeting back to reality.
It's going really well.
It's got some big numbers.
So I think Petrel and Splitlip go to Adelaide. Splitlip was one that interests me. They shicked it, as you would say, Dico. Sticked back to last and ran all the best sectional time.
Schnick.
It was a really good run. Leather and Lace was probably a little bit unlucky. Fragonard was good, and if she improves, she can win. And In Good Time was the one I wanted to be with down in grade, but they've stayed in this class. But she's probably the best roughie. Came home in that same race in very good sectionals. I'm against Booker again. I was against her first up off a throat operation. And I just think the blinkers reeks as a bit of desperation to me.
Like
I'm just not sure. Yeah, it's just like we need to try and get something out of her. So I think she's unders. Not a race I'm betting into. I think if Patrol ran, she would win. But no for me.
I thought that Cool Passion is the best horse in the race. Don't like that, man.
Tongue tie on as well.
I was ready to launch. Good. Horse was enormous. It was probably almost the run of the day for me last week at Caulfield. When I saw the markets, the fields come out, I was just ready to launch.
What did you like about the lines? That was the same race.
It's just a professional horse, and it just gets the... It chases the line. And did that with 62 kilos, I think.
Yeah, 61 and a half.
Does it get a weight swing? What sort of weight swing does it get?
It's dropped 5 kilos here, but it's drawn one. I don't want to be near it. I think it, Split Lip, and Al Malambo are the three that interest me in the race. But
if Al Malambo parade similar to she did that day at Moonee Valley, which
could be Panther lock. That was huge, wasn't it?
Yeah, we should have gone harder.
That was one of the biggest Mountie Armels we ever had, probably the biggest that day.
I didn't bet enough there, but if she parades to that sort of single level. Nice run, J-Mac. I could have something small here in a tough race.
Yeah, when we're back, obviously Hugh Bowman can ride. I'm not saying he's no good, but I'd say James McDonald is much better.
Yeah, he just come off riding, what, 4 winners there on Wednesday?
Five,
was it?
He got Roosevelt home in the last, who paraded like a moral in the written by race.
Yeah,
it did. And the
Fine
Dane race. And I leant over the fence and I said, James, are you rolling forward? And he goes, no, we can't. We have to go back. I said, you can't win. And it was that on-pace, huge on-pace bias. Comes out.
You should say that on air. Race five.
What do you mean? Why can't I say that? You sneaked it.
Yeah, I don't know. Race five.
I asked him the tactics. He said, we're going back. He said, you can't win, James. I don't know what's wrong with that. True? Is that alright to air?
It's fine, yeah. That's alright.
Yeah, calm down.
I was there, it was alright. It was all in good
leading
intentions.
Leading over the fence to the jockey, running out on track. I don't
know. No, the trainer, James Cummings.
Oh, James Cummings, you're alright. Yeah, okay.
I love over the track all the over the fence all the time. At Waterton today, I love Trilly. Watch a run. Should have. Could have won.
James McDonald. I thought you leaned over to James McDonald.
Hey, James,
what are you doing?
I lean over the fence all the time, especially the jockeys. I went over the fence and gave Glenn a spray.
Glenn,
when he came down after he slaughtered Princess Posh in Newcastle the day before. It's no good.
Race 5, Scalacci Stakes, Group 2, 1100 metres.
Good horse, he's getting the hang of it. Voodoo Lad, 390, Snitty Kitty, Rose Drew likes to call it Snitty Titty, 460, Spirit of Valor, 7s, Ball of Muscle, Flying, $8, Miss Rock, $8.50, Savannah Amor, beautiful little horse that, for the tripod Michael Walker, $9. Longer the rest. Fatnar's $18 here. Huge odds. Drew, Spirit of Valor, what do you know?
Well, we've got three of them actually here. So you got Spirit of Valor, you got Fleet Review, and you have Intelligence Cross. I would just straight away be penning Intelligence Cross. It's not good enough.
Fleet Review's the best of them.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Intelligence Cross, I'd simply just be penning. It's inconsistent. Beaten by seven lengths or further, four of its last five runs. If it wins, so be it. You take it on. It's that type of horse.
Isn't
you take
the jockey? On. Isn't he like the track work rider?
Sorry, I just realised I wasn't even in the photo.
You're not in the photo at all. You want to sit down?
No, that's all good. They don't need to see me.
I want to see you.
They're missing out. Get injuries.
Trust me. What about Spirit of Valor?
Look at him, the notorious B.I.G.
So just quickly, time form ratings. Intelligence Cross, 110. Spirit of Valor, 117. Fleet Street, 116. Stable have said Spirit of Valor is their one here. They think it's working better.
It was.
It's a Group 2 win over 1400. Likes a firm surface. Look, it's deep into its prep, and it actually was only beaten a length by Merchant Navy over there. So
you're not saying can't win here?
I wouldn't be saying can't win. I would say I actually think Fleet Review of the two horses is a better horse.
Mm.
It's gone to the new level, this prep, I thought. Its Group 1 placing in July Cup was really good behind the Everest run of US Navy flags.
It's got a better jockey on too.
Look, I'm just not sure.
Don't know about that.
Depends how they settle in though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It can be the better horse, but if it hasn't travelled, it hasn't settled in.
Get the Manningham Mail.
Look, I think they're both sprint types. I think Fleet Review is probably more of a sprint type than Spirit of Ella. So
you forgot what it's like.
Yeah, look, you have to respect what the stables say, and it did work better from what you saw. So
yeah,
it's my two cents. I probably won't be backing any of them unless I get a nod from the Mounting Up Mail.
Thank you, Drew.
Off what I saw, they're both big chances in this race if they can. You know, that form around US Navy flag, you can tie all three in. Intelligence Cross was beaten only sort of a short margin by Fleet Review, but Fleet Review was the hard favourite there. So you can tie them in. I'd be expecting Fleet Review and Spirit of Valor to measure up here because these aren't our sort of top line sprinters.
Just before I forget, Drew, do you think they'll be forward or back in the run?
I'll come back to you.
Okay. We've got a nice speed map.
Speed map, Sneaky Kitty goes forward, Fatno will go forward, Bowl of Muscle has no other option. I reckon Spirit of Valor will be right up there. The last year's lad is scratched, the rest of them can sort of find a spot in behind that. Yeah, but like as I said, these aren't sort of our top liners. They probably don't have to be that good to measure up here. Sneaky Kitty deserves respect. This
does it?
She's not one
does
of the
Does the stable deserve respect in a good race?
Fine. I think how good a horse she is offsets that. Just you look at her runs, like she runs second in the Oakley Plate here. She's really good at Caulfield. She hasn't missed a place at the track and trip here. Well, at the track.
I think it cost me about 30 grand to get a multi when she ran second. I had it each way, but if she hadn't won, it was like.
Yuck.
I think it was 40 grand actually. Anyway.
She's stuck on pace in that Moya. Don't really want to be backing her though. Voodoo Lad's got a. He always has a tricky map. If you can run on, he's in the game. Fatna can probably improve back to Caulfield. It's not a race I was overly keen to bet in just with the internationals. So.
Yeah, I'm not betting because I don't understand the internationals until I see him in the yard. Horse?
Sneaky Kitty on the speed map. If there's any leader bias on the day or any advantage to be on the rail and up the lead, if it's difficult making ground, she's going to be terribly hard to beat, and I think she'll get crunched in betting. So maybe watch for any track pattern early, and if you sort of pick up on something, try and get a head start on the rest of them. And I think I'd dive into Sneaky Kitty.
If they crunch this sort of horse out of that sort of stable, I'd be scared shitless.
Yeah, I mean, she went well, really well in the Moya first start. It was a super run. She
Would you
wide,
prefer she
no
was drawn
cover.
Wide here, though?
Nah, there's not a lot of pace. Ball of Muscle and her are really the only two that
yeah,
are.
Yeah, see, I'd rather
forward.
She's drawn wide, she can cross
just
at a leisure and cross, not get challenged.
I'm not worried about that with her. I think she'll kick up and
she's just really
lead.
Quick. Like
yeah, she's just matter. Fast. Anyway, she's my third pick, so I don't want to talk too much about her. I've taken, like with our members, the Horse Miller members, horsemiller.com, not really our website.
.com.au.
Voodoo Lad at $5.50 and Miss Rock at $13 MY2. Voodoo Lad stats are just unbelievable. The map does scare me in the bigger field. That's my only concern.
With what you're saying,
him.
And you're saying, I'm just thinking in my head, the only horse I could back here or I could tip now is Voodoo Lad.
Yeah.
Because if they're going to go quick,
yeah,
they're going to gap them.
I don't think they're going to go
super
quick.
That's not
going
to need luck and run because they're going to be spread out. And off the bit.
Yeah, I think it's just making. I think it's just like that sustained speed making up that ground. My point is, with Voodoo Ladders. His wins at Caulfield over 1,100. Like, his stats are unbelievable. He's 5 wins and a second from 6 starts at the distance.
He's punting for the track, data is huge.
7 starts for 4 wins and 3 seconds. And he's Brad Rewilla's record on him, who's riding him in this, who is outstanding. Good Brad, 5 starts, 4 wins and a second. So
that
it all sets up very well.
He's got to be able to make ground on the day.
And the big field. If it was a field of seven or eight.
Exactly, but like, you couldn't take the price yet.
If it was a field of 7 or 8, he can pick them up easily.
Yeah.
But if it's 12 runners or 13 or however many it is, he's got to get past that many horses to win. I just think it makes it that little bit harder for him.
Where do you map Miss Rock? Where's she going to land?
Miss Rock, if she'd drawn a gate, I think she'd be about $5 in this. First up, was it first up last prep? She ran a placing in the Lightning behind Red Kurt Warrior.
Yeah, she goes
she absolutely
first
flies first up. And yeah, she's been set. She's been set for this. I've got no doubt he set her up to win a race first up.
Yeah, but I don't know if he can set horses to win big races.
He can. He can.
I agree she, 100% Voodoo Ladder, the more I think about it.
Miss Rock is a massive price. We're back to 13s. I think she's still like 9s or 10s after she drew a really bad gate. But at Caulfield, it doesn't really matter from the shoot. Like, you can sit 3 wide, you get a bit of cover. Gates don't really matter over 1,000 to 1,100 to 1,200. It doesn't. If she just gets the right running transit, she can definitely win. So there are 2 main plays, and we're saving on Snitty Kitty.
You want me to tell you where the internationals go?
You've done that, haven't you?
Yeah, just where they go, sorry.
Yep. Yeah.
So I would have Intelligence Cross sitting midfield. I would have Fleet Review just sitting off the pace, and Spirit of Ella can be right on that speed.
Well, that makes me a little bit more nervous about Voodoo Lad. A bit more crowded. I've just penned him out the back until I get...
He's
got a good gate, so he doesn't have to go back to last.
Problem with Voodoo Lad is I've heard him giving out the tactics on him that you can't like squeeze him up out of the back.
Like, he just needs to roll and form
squat. Soft hands, like, you just got to sit there.
I've also found out since backing him that he had a little issue, but I don't know what the issue was. I haven't been able to find out, but there was an issue there. Scare me. But so Miss Rock, I think if you're looking at prices now and wanting to have a bet, I think Miss Rock's a very good price.
Okay, race 6, the Schweppes, 1,000 guineas, 600 metres, Group 1, 3-year-old fillies. This will be the Case Bet Cup. I'm not going to say it again, so you got to watch the video this week. 50. Amphitrite. Well, $12.50 the fair there, but not $10. Best bet at tab. Fiesta 11s. Crone, please God. 16s. Seabrook 21s. Longer the rest. Music Bay's 31s. Interesting. Speed Map, do you want me to do it or you got it, Nick?
I got it.
You go.
Well, there's not a lot of pace here. Unless one of these fillies decides to roll forward to the connections, I should say, if they sort of notify.
There's no way that Thrill Star's positive. That stable will just...
This is the thing. And run. Like, all right, let's have a look at who's in the field. Because someone did comment on it on Twitter, and I've actually touched on it in my preview as well. Let's look at try and find a runner who can potentially just go nuts in front. The one I'm looking at
Aristocratic Miss.
Fundamentalist.
Well, I've mapped her.
Luke Nolan, yeah. David Hayes. They've got another runner in the race, Kofila. Not that it's probably a live chance, but if someone's going to get a tap on the shoulder, who's it going to be?
What, so you're saying that you don't think there'll be some kind of tactical play here from Corona or Anjana? They're both from Weir, who would never team ride,
aren't
ever.
They both live
and they're both in the same silks. Please.
They think Anjana.
One of them's going forward and setting it, injecting some speed here.
They could well do.
Anjana ran pretty well last start. I just don't know which
the
one.
The same silks, the same stable. One of them will hemorrhage.
But who are they going to sacrifice?
One of them will hemorrhage and the other one will be sacrificed.
Yeah.
Will be sacrificed to the bulls.
Yeah.
100%.
Because that's the only way they can get Smart Melody beat, is if something just absolutely tears along in front.
I'd love to see Tahitian Dancer put into the race.
Fundamentalist Tahitian Dancer. If they want to be there, they can be there.
Yeah, I reckon Fundamentalist is going to go bonkers. Luke Nolan will get the brown paper bag.
Does she lead though, Smart Melody? Do they want
to
lead?
No, they don't have to lead, but it doesn't matter. If something tears along in front, they still have to keep up somewhat.
Well, I reckon she'll run her own race.
If they go too fast, she won't win.
Yeah.
I just think, it just smells of that to me. Like, especially if I've got a going for a massive collect.
I've got Crone going for a huge collect, and that's what I'm just praying to God it wins.
It's the only way she gets beat, so I think that's what will happen.
I think Thrillstar could beat her if ridden to sit right next to her, which it should be, but I'm very scared of what the Corson stable will do. If it is jumped and it has good speed and just sits right on Smart Melody's ass, just right behind it.
I can't see her being far back. I think she'd be just off pace.
I'm just scared. I get so scared of what they do to that stable.
So who do you like, Dick? Are you?
I like Thrillstar. I think will beat Smart Melody.
So you're tipping Thrillstar?
At the odds. Like, Smart Melody most likely.
Yeah.
At the odds, I think Thrillstar's a better bet. And I just hope that I'm wrong and Crone wins.
Well, what do you reckon Smart Melody a mile? I've heard a lot of talk that...
Yeah, but there's not a lot of speed here.
They were talking that they wanted to go to the Coolmore because they don't know if she won the mile. I've heard a lot of things in the media in the week that they don't know about the mile.
I think they've made the right decision. She jumped, mainly because I'm on her, but she jumped from 1100 to 1400.
Yeah, that was a bigger...
Which, and they ran along at a genuine tempo. Like, they ran along a benchmark and she just sprinted, like, the work from the 8 to the 2, she ran all of her sectionals and just gapped them. And then she just tired that little bit. Like, I think she was entitled to.
Even if you watch the replay, like, she's tiring late. But
she's still hot. Like,
after the line, they're not in front of her.
No. Like, they could have gone around 100 and she still would have been in front. So she'll be fitter. If it's just a normal pace and she just gets a nice little cuddle behind, or if they go slow in front and she leads, game over. Yeah, I just don't think that'll happen.
I agree.
I think they're going to go bonkers in front.
Drew's in.
Welcome, boys.
Thrillstar surprised me last start. I didn't really give her much of a chance. I thought she was enormous. She sat four wide in her cover on, like, in that really good race. The race rated really well. She jumped from gate 17. She's got a beautiful gate here. She can settle close again from, you know, one off on the back of Smart Melody. I think she's a massive odd, so I've suggested her as a bet. And the other one I've suggested as a bet is Eldorado Dreaming. Same race again. I think that's the race that the winner will come out of.
She's so suited to the mile too. Like,
yeah.
She looks sort of an Oaks filly in time, maybe in the autumn. Like, her sort of off the tapes.
Yeah.
That last sort of 200 from her, she was just building for her work.
She went back. It was a massive setup ride for next time.
Yeah.
For me, like, they just sneaked her back, and she was just going through the field. What I noticed from her sectionals was she just runs 11.3, 11.4, 11.5 sort of splits just consistently all the way home. So she'll get up to the 1600. If they do burn along in front here, she's the one that'll just be motoring just at the same pace home, and she'll just swallow them up. So I think it's between those three. Best roughies, I thought Seabrook was a stupid price at $26.
Like, she's beaten Eldorado Dream.
Yeah, she was reported to be flying. Oliver got off her in track work and said she was absolutely flying going into that Golden Rose. She pulled up with EIPH, I think it was, fibrillation, whatever. So she's a forgive from that. And they've got the blinkers going on as well. Might be a desperation thing, but... they might just have her back, and it might be the gear change that they've been waiting.
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't be losing on her. So $26,
big price. I think she's a good chance. Music Bay is another one that's a big price. She was in the market against Smart Melody in that race early in the week and drifted a little bit on the day, but she also pulled up lame out of that race, and she's apparently back ready to go. Moretti is a bit untapped. She's a classy filly, probably heading towards an Oaks. She might measure up. I think she's probably just going to be one that's going to be running on. And Fiesta, for me, I've taken her as just a saver with the Autumn Sun because I've got the other three that I like going for good collects. I'm just not sure that Uhud's form out of the Flight Sacks is going to stack up. To me, Miss Fabulous should have pissed that in. She did everything right. She wins that by 3 or 4 lengths. So I'm happy to work against Fiesta in the final few. I think, yeah, Smart Melody, if they go slow or a normal speed, will win. If they run along at a good speed, Thrillstar wins. If they go mad, Eldorado Dreaming wins.
Yeah, I was working around. Smart Melody should be on top. Eldorado Dreaming, I marked her 550 and she's $7, so I'm obviously going to be having something like her. Fiesta, also in the game, and Seabrook. I was hard against Amphrite and Crone. Didn't like their maps.
Oh.
didn't quite know if they're sort of up to the class of horses like Smart Melody, who has, although she, on some of the data she hasn't really been set alight and broken benchmark and all those sort
she
of
runs
things.
On the last start though.
She's still like, there's still stuff to say there on the adjusted stuff, figures that, you know, she's a pretty smart filly. I think she'll run the mile. She's on to beat El Dorado, Dreaming, Fiesta and Seabrook. Probably the dangerous one, but 260 is about the right price.
Last one you guys just haven't actually touched on, I think it's a massive chance. I think it's My Oaks horse. He is Peaceful. I think it had no luck last week. It's a absolute blowout chance that they run it along.
That weird horse I hope will be winning the Oaks though. What is it? Very elegant.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right.
It's going to the Ethereal into the Oaks, my owner told me today. So it'll smash the Ethereal in.
Race 7, the Mitch Freeman Toorak handicap over 600 metres. It's a Group 1 handicap. The market is as follows. Shillelagh, 5s. Hartnell, the old veteran, 650. Land of Plenty, 6s. Jungle Cat, 12s. Siege of Quebec, 12s. Waging War, 15s. Noir, 12s. Murrahib, 15s. Waging War is actually 21s there with 364. If anyone can get on.
Is Waging War $12?
Right. Waging War is 11s at BetEasy and 21s at 365.
Ran some good splits home last start.
11 at BetEasy. Maybe we should nibble that. Anyway, Cliff's Edge, 15s there at Sportsbet. Longer the rest. Dollar for dollar is 20s. Speed map, Nick? Or
busy,
me?
Busy map. You got I'm a Star rolling forward. Hull of a Street will go forward. Dollar for dollar will go forward. Al Pasum is left in a tricky spot from 17. He can probably roll forward. We've seen him lead at a mile before. Cliff's Edge from 16. Do they go back? He's got the potential to roll forward here.
Darren, Craig, you must roll forward here on Cliff's Edge and set this thing alight. This thing, SP favourite against Grunt, who would be $1.20 here. If it's
That was just wrong though. They got that wrong that day. We argued about that at the time.
No, I don't agree with you.
They got
still
wrong.
Don't agree with you. Anyway, this thing SP favourite against Grunt and was ridden properly and was a really good run. The horse was heavy last start, not right in the coat, given a beautiful ride by Top King Jr. Got there. Beautifully weighted here.
Yeah, like
16 is perfect for a fast horse here to cross at your leisure, get to the front, sit outside Cedric Quebec and drop it off.
I think they've got no choice but to go forward on Cliff's Edge.
Yeah, like King's Guard, Cedric Quebec, Lightning in My Veins, even Ratapole and Hartnell.
There's a lot of horses here, I'm a Star, Hell of a Street, that are fragile. They won't want to go at the tempo he can go if they just let it roll. But they'll let him take the front. Craig, please go forward on this horse.
I'm a Star might be scratched.
I think that Hartnell and Jungle Cat get runs of the race and probably the most likely winner is one of those two, outside Cliff.
What do you think of Jungle Cat? Let's now that you've talked about it. What do you think about it at the mile with a big weight?
It's my bet of the day.
Really?
Why am I getting $12 for a model Group 1 winner that has been set to go up in distance rather? If it was set for the 1200, it'd be single figures in the Everest, right? It'd be single figures.
Yeah.
So I have to trust that Charlie Appleby and the way he hit the line and fairly beat Land of Plenty. I thought it was gone at the turn.
PR.
What do you market in the yard though? Come on, it's going to improve, right?
It's going to improve.
Yeah.
He was strong on that.
Will improve.
I'll give him that.
Had run of the race.
What's the weight turnaround? It's like 1.5, 2 kilos or 2.5 kilos? Something like that.
I would say that I'm, based on the way this horse is built, it's one of the horses I'm not concerned about weight on.
I reckon Land of Plenty will run in the top three though, because they're going to go quickie and it's just going to be flying late.
Just
it's
a quick
a
one.
Start.
Quick one on Lord Langley, I think, is in the race. It's Japanese form, it would have to turn around. But, you know, DK Weir, you may have seen some trials from it. No,
I've seen nothing.
So if the vet fair comes for that one a little bit later.
It's only 1.5 kilo turnaround for Land of Plenty. It drops a kilo.
I'm not sold on Land of Plenty at a mile. Thought he loomed up, he had his chance there the other day. I've always liked him, sort of a 1400 meter horse. I was backing him in play, got $8, like the whole straight. So,
who's this?
Land of Plenty. So
because he's three wide the trip.
Just the mile, like even his last mile run in the RLE Stakes, he's only just beat Light in My Veins over exposure. Light in My Veins is a genuine 100-to-1 chance here. So he's got a tricky map from 19. I was looking to be against him.
Horses. If he drew a gate, what price would he be, though?
Who?
Land of Plenty. If he drew like 5 to 9.
Oh, I prefer him from there.
From the wide gate.
Just go back.
Probably
be wide, but last, and they're going to go quick, and you just get, he's going to come. If you're on the outside fence, you can probably lean over and whack him on. You're right down outside those lanes.
I would note Cedric Quebec was really slow away last start, so there's every chance it misses again.
It's gone, Cedric Quebec.
I'm surprised it's here.
Horse I'm keen to be backing is Hartnell.
Ooh.
Very, very generous price at $6. This horse is just better than the rest of this field. I know he's 8, but you look at his first up run.
When was the last time he won 2 in a row?
He was very good first up. Went to Moonee Valley. He just doesn't get around Moonee Valley. We've seen that.
Beaten by a good one too.
Yeah, in one of the hottest form races. Like, Holmesman's come out, won well since.
Night's Watch has won since.
Night's Watch, yep. Like, that's a very, very good form
race. Magic Console hasn't won since because it's been set for the Cox Plate.
Then he can film they're going?
How
do you run 1800?
I'm not sure.
Went to the Epsom last start, won very well. If he can get back to that, he's like the way he won in the Epsom and the figures he's run, they won't get close to his. If this
his track stats are actually pretty good.
If this race is run similar, he likes Caulfield, J Mac, he gets a good map.
So you think the Epsom form reference is the right reference?
Yeah, pretty much. They ran very, very. They broke the track record, didn't they?
Yeah, they ran on concrete.
Still, like, this track would be concrete as well. Usually it's pretty firm at Caulfield.
I think that's the right form reference too.
He's the one I want to be backing. The other one's Cliff's Edge, just out of the win there last start. Looks to get a good setup. His best figures, he's probably the second best horse in the race.
Are you okay with the negative jockey change though? Ethan Brown off, Craig Williams off.
Yeah, well, it's group one.
Negative jockey change.
It's a group one. Like,
it's going back.
Willow's just, he's got his eye in for the group ones.
He does love cash.
Has he been set for the race, do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just think it's still a good setup.
I think he's been set for the race.
Like 11, 14, 14 mile. The little tricky
I bet they wish they drew a gate.
If he rolls forward.
That's an ideal gate.
Stupid price.
Marked him second fave. I'm against Chalet.
Oh, you're against Chalet.
I'm against her.
I took 15, it's at 650 now.
Did Chalet not SP John Normus in the Epsom?
Hang on.
Yeah, 20.
I was trying to get my head around this, Nick, so. You reckon the Epsom's the right form reference?
Yeah, but
you think
like,
Hartnell's like a moral. But
Shillelagh
you're knocking
Shillelagh.
Shillelagh was back like
it was
in another suburb.
Yeah, it was. It
absolutely
was an
flew
run.
To the
what's
going to
change here? That's
Fabio,
how they
Fabio, listen to me. Listen to me.
The locks.
She absolutely flew. She was only second up. Her third up record's unbelievable. She won the Cantor last States last prep third up.
On speed.
On absolutely just loomed up the outside of Tom Melbourne and put him away. Just was never going to lose. She carried 52 in that. She only carries 53 in this. She gets a 1.5 kilo turnaround on Hartnell from the Epsom. Are you kidding me?
1.5 kilos?
She deserves to be favourite.
SPs.
She deserves to be favourite.
Oh, the Hartnell SP's long as well there, but...
No. She maps well.
That's why
she just gets too far. That's just her though. She fights his phone.
650 available for Shillelagh.
I don't say she can't win. I just don't want to be with her at that price.
I don't think
well, let's have a head-to-head bet. Shillelagh versus Hartnell.
I'll win, so. I'm confident he'll bet.
Good.
Yes. This is a case right here.
How much is a case? $50.
I don't drink. I'll share your case, go. Case of goats.
Slab of VBs.
Whatever it is.
How dare you? How dare you mention
fucking
BB Oval?
Hartnell, of course.
Yeah, no, I'm a Shillelagh. I was keen on Land of Plenty. We had a futures play at 750. Just the gate worries me. I was really keen on Peaceful State, but he had a hiccup and he's now being saved for the Cantor.
Good. I have a $54,000 multi finishing in that.
Big price. He's $26 in the Cantor, which is a ridiculous price. So there's a little bit of futures mail. Peaceful States. He's a very good horse.
Righto.
Animal Kingdoms, they're great.
Race 8, the non-betting stakes over 2,000 metres is Group 1 weight for age.
I'll quickly touch on Ben Battle.
Do the market for the non-betting stakes.
The Crawford stakes, we'll call it.
D'Argento, 440. Unforgotten, 480. Ben Battle, $6. Humidor, $8. Holmesman, $9.50. Night's Watch, $10. Blair House, slaughtered last start, $12. Longer the rest. Speed, Map, unless I'm wrong, Drew will adjust. Holmesman owns it.
So Ben Battle can go forward itself on speed horse.
If it misses a kick, it'll be cast from one.
Yeah.
Got the speed to kick up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Holmesman and Sedanza will cross. Ben Battle will be forward, probably box seat there.
It might try and lead, I would suggest.
I don't think Holmesman will let it.
Holmesman gets a pretty easy lead.
I don't think he'll let it, yeah.
I reckon.
Anyway, the rest is sort of...
I'm happy we would take box seating, but I think it races better outside of, you know, not clustered in, so they'll know that.
I thought Blair House was one of the runs of the day at last week, last 2 weeks back at Caulfield, but I am so scared of the amount that particularly Drew and Horse have talked about Ben Battle that I'm not going to touch this race until I see him in the yard. Because I don't know anything about the horse, and you two are sort of beyond, like, you're not even semi, you're past semi, you're starting to have a race with you.
This is your boy.
In short, it's just the wrong price they put up on the futures. You got 21s, I was watching the 21s. It's you guys moved it in. I've had to take the 14s once I've got confirmation from the Noonans that it's running there. I'm looking, I'm going, it should be favourite in this type of race.
Should have, I put it out to my people and said it should be single figures.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, still $18 there after I'd finished.
My exact words to our group chat was...
He told me to send it at 21s, and I said no.
In short, it's a Group 1 horse. It's one price at Group 1 this year.
It's going to need to be, though. This is a hot field.
That win at Dubai, that was a great win.
Yeah, it rates through the roof. It's the right type of horse for the race. I'll quickly touch on the other two internationals.
Speed map for it, though. Where will he be? Will he be up
in he'll be up on speed.
Yeah. Because he had the speed to lead.
I want him to lead. Yeah, he's got the speed to lead, and I want him to lead.
Which gives him a massive chance. If he can kick up and lead.
Yeah.
It's a huge advantage in this race.
Massive, Well, there's no other massive speed on. Like, Holmes is going to go forward, but not push it. So, he'll make his own luck. Blair House, luckless last start. I'm a bit bitter. What can you do? It'll get back again.
You're on it as well.
Oh, yeah. 20, I was on 21s and I had a futures of Jungle Cat into it, missed into cross counter for the Melbourne Cup. So, that hurt. It still ran near a PB, actually. All things considered, so it was still a good run, and it'll improve. Cliffs and Moho is an interesting one. I think it'll get back in the run. I personally don't think it'll be suited by Caulfield. I think once it gets to Flemington, that's where it's going to really shine.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't actually run its career near its career peak since 12 runs ago in the Derby. Now that was a brutally run race, so you're always going to run a peak in that type of race. 12 runs ago.
It's the start.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. look, it was defeated by Cruxman by a neck. Sorry, defeated Cruxman by a neck. So,
pretty good form.
Cruxman, I would say, until it got injured, and you know, it would have been the ARC favourite. Well, it was the ARC favourite. So, you know, it's good form lines. I just think it needs this run, and it'll be going really well in the Melbourne Cup. But I want to see it
the
run Cruxman well.
Are.
Yeah,
is that where it's going?
I'm pretty sure. Could be wrong. Could just be going Caulfield Cup, but. I would have thought they're going Caulfield Cup into Melbourne Cup.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, those are those ones. Go for it. What do you like, horse?
Me? I think Unforgotten is the next megastar. I haven't been shy about that. The format of that Oaks that she won has been a little bit suspect. Obviously, Hyam hasn't come up this prep. There's clearly something wrong with her because she's nowhere near as good as what she is.
She's a nutcase, though, I would say.
Yeah, there's just something not right there. Unforgotten's run in the Epsom was really good. So I'm on her for a stack, you could say a car, at 16s.
I've seen your fucking cars too. It's not a Corolla.
Yeah, I think.
You should be getting tired of that.
The concern here is
I hate to see your servicing bills.
I'll get the service package. The concern here for Unforgotten, she's got a great barrier, but it's just where she gets to in the run. I hope they don't drag her all the way back and let D'Argento, who the money has absolutely come for, just slide forward and take the 1-1 position and win. Like, that would upset me.
Well, look off their last runs. Unforgotten was a better run than Down.
Absolutely. But the map, though, if they set her a task at Caulfield, first time, like, I still think she's...
Di Argento just gets the uninterrupted run into the race. Like,
he does. He just slides across.
It's just going to be a matter of how
is cool it scared of the line? Like, I just keep seeing this
horse. Can't believe he didn't win against Hartnell. That's the thing. Can't believe it.
Like, is it not just a little bit of a...
Still cannot believe he didn't win that.
I've just got that query on it that it just doesn't... Keeps running well without winning.
So when I put this in as a futures play, I thought this would be a cheap group one, like the Caulfield Stakes traditionally is. Yeah. This field is unbelievable.
This would be like the Cox Plate equivalent from years ago.
Yeah, like I've copped a bit on Twitter because I said this is the best race of the weekend.
I agree with you.
From people in the North States. I agree as well. But it is, to me, this is easily the best race of the weekend. Like the cattle here is
This is a late for age race of the spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could have the Cox Plate, Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup winners coming out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's another thing we've got to take into account.
Not the Cox Plate.
I was waiting for something.
Is how many of these runners are going to be running in a Caulfield Cup next week, so they're not going to want gut busters.
Yeah.
Yeah, horses like Knight's Watch are going to go back. I can't see them trying to get him to savage the line when he's got to run in a Caulfield Cup next week. So... they're the kind of things I reckon you've got to think about.
Coast and Battle's the same.
For me, Unforgotten, this is her grand final.
Knight's Watch is in the Caulfield Cup.
Not going, it's going Cox Plate.
Well, Knight's Watch.
Isn't it?
I think it's
Caulfield Cup.
You sure?
There's a bit of conjecture about it. I think the latest is Caulfield
Cup. Yeah, they're going to Caulfield Cup.
Because he's qualified low.
Yeah, they'll be having a run.
They've done it again.
Coast and Battle's another one. Its run was enormous last time.
Very careful of weird horses that have got a grand final.
Yeah, next week. Yeah, so
it's like equals 0 intent.
Yeah.
Equals not a betting opportunity, but can open up others.
I love what Holmesman's been
Unforgotten.
Doing.
Is Unforgotten going to the Caulfield Cup?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think this is her grand final.
Well, then the potential.
The way this has been set up,
that means like a launch.
Yeah, I think this is her grand final. That's why I launched her all in.
There's
the
still
big price.
Possibility they will back her up though.
No, I don't think they will.
If she wins, though.
No, I don't think they will. Waller's so patient with his good ones.
Yeah.
He's so patient with them. I think if she wins this, she'll run in the Emirates, the 2,000 metre weight for age at Flemington.
Human will beat up there.
Yeah. And she might even just go to the paddock. Who knows?
Righto. Race 9. The non-betting Caulfield Guineas over 600 metres, Group 1, set weight, 3-year-olds. The market is as follows.
Autumn Sun, $2.
Autumn Sun is $1.90.
$1.90.
I round it up.
I think it'll start $1.60. Native Soldier, $7. Leonardo da Vinci, $8.50. Ohud, $10. Gem Song, $13. Tavi San, $17. Good and Fast, $40's a fair. 26 everywhere else. Speed map is as follows. Tavisan leads. Native Soldier, I think, will kick up inside it. It has to win. Leonardo Hinchy gets a lovely run, comes across, hits outside lead. One back, one off. Beautiful. Yorgos gets a nice run. The rest are sort of bunched up. The Autumn Sun, it'll need a little bit of luck, but I think it's a complete moral. Good and Fast, I think, is the wrong odds. It can come home quickly here and run a good race. It's been missed in the early markets. I think Autumn Sun will win. Good and Fast, Leonardo da Vinci, and Native Soldier will run in the top four. Tavisan's not hopeless.
It's a very skinny race, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Take
it's
the Autumn Sun
seriously
out.
It's skinny. No, you take the Autumn Sun out and Leonardo da Vinci wins.
Yeah, but it's
you take
race.
Leonardo da Vinci and the Autumn Sun out. And it's pretty
good and fast. Is, good
open.
And fast is balls deep here. Good and Fast is right.
It's got the blinkers on.
Good and Fast is right near Leonardo da Vinci, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't.
Its run was as good as Leonardo's at Flemington.
What did it do last start? Was it not running again?
No, it was a bit luckless.
Just
though,
like,
wasn't it?
Just like a run for this.
Got back.
I don't think it was suited by what happened on the day.
Blinkers on.
I'd forgive it a little bit.
It's the horse here, I think.
Didn't you say it was very forward first up?
Yeah, but also, like I said, it's just now standing tight. Blinkers on. Grand final stable.
Mm. I agree with
14,
the
14, out of trouble. Out. Like, it might come past an outside fence again.
I love a little poll on Twitter. Put one out earlier in the week. The Autumn Sun was...
Do you actually like polls? Because I did a poll that said, should we dress up? And it said... 80% of them said yes, and he was repentant.
Good call, Dick O'Neill. How's Dick O'Neill over here? Turn around and do your Dick O'Neill.
What?
Autumn Sun is just immoral. I think he can settle just in behind the speed. He doesn't have to go right back. James McDonald, we've got good faith in him. So the poll I was talking about, he was $2.40, $2.50, and I did the poll saying, does he start $2 plus, $1.85 to $1.95, $1.75 to $85, $65 to $75. 53% or something went for the $2 plus. I could not believe it. No chance in hell does he start over $2. No way.
That was before it got Barrett 5.
I reckon he's $1.65, $1.70 chance.
A lot of people don't live in reality.
Nah, he will get absolutely smashed.
Most of those people also attend church every Sunday, but
the money for this thing will just be out of this world. And I think if he gets like knocked over in the run, like something actually trips him over and he falls over,
He'll still get up and win.
James will just climb back on. No, Leonardo da Vinci is clearly the horse, I think, that'll run second. So the Native Soldier race was slow time. It looked really impressive on the day. I thought he's immoral to run a place. I actually backed him embarrassingly on the day to run a place in a multi at $3, and I took the Autumn Sun to win. And now I'm nervous about it because it was really terrible time, and I'm just not sure how he's going to go. So I'm hoping he runs third, and yeah, outside of that, I think it's a shit race.
Only one I'd add to that is I think Gem Song's actually a sneaky outsider, and I think it's been going really well. 1300, 1600 last start. Agreed. Slowly run race, gave 6 kilos to the winner who's just run it down late.
Agreed.
He can definitely run. Craig will have to roll forward with it, I'm pretty sure.
He can definitely run a place.
The barrier is the issue for me.
That's wishful thinking, though.
He has to. Chris will tell him to. And that's flying.
Who was that again? It was Mickey Blue Eyes.
Mickey Blue
Eyes,
yeah.
He carried, was it 6 kilos more?
Yeah, six
more. Like Mickey Blue Eyes is Thunderdome for.
Yeah, but he's won two in a row up in Sydney. He's going okay.
Yeah, but so is half the field.
Yeah, no, he can definitely run a pace. Yeah. I'm with you there.
Yeah, the Autumn Sun, from five, he can get. I don't think he has to be as far back as some people are predicting. Like, there's so much on the line here. There's a massive stud deal. Like, they do not want him losing this race.
He's already been sold.
Yeah, but if he wins, they
sign him with deals.
It's like when you go and play bush footy and they go, give you 500.
Kick 100 goals.
Yeah, if you kick 80, we'll give you X. If you come first and the best of first, you get X.
Yeah.
You know those deals? That's what they get.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
I know you know those deals, boss. You just see,
I can't really see him getting beat. He'll be too good for him. $1.90 he seems. Right sort of price. The only knock is he's a Sydney horse at Caulfield for the first time, but how good he is might offset that.
I've got him at $14 in the Caulfield Guineas, so if I get rolled on Smart Melody at 20s and the Autumn Sun at 14s, do not...
Tweet him. Give him lots of love on Twitter.
Oh.
Give it to him.
I will block you straight away.
No, that is straight blockable right there. I agree with that. I've had... when Winks beat Hartnell, I reckon I had about 10 roll in when I was tipping Hartnell to beat Winks the first time they met in the Cox Plate. literally within 30 seconds, 10 of them rolled in.
That was my first ever big multi.
I know it was. I know.
That was my first.
Righto,
my
first anything else? Ball. Race 10, the non-betting Herbert Power Stakes over 2,500 metres of Group 2. Market is as follows. Hang on, bear with me. Brigham Rocks. Oh, you.
That one hurt last start.
$5. Big Duke. $7.50. Rising Red. Flying. Sevens. Gaelic Chieftain. $8.50. Lord Fandango. Tens. Yucatan. Yucatan?
Yucatan.
Elevens. Odeon. Elevens. Longer the rest. Speed map, I thought it was tricky. It's always hard to sort of map these staying races. I just assumed Yucatan for those silks might want to roll forward from 15, Drew.
I'll come back to you on it.
We'll wait for the stewards.
Realistically, you've got one of two things. They either snick or they go forward.
You shouldn't say snick too, but you should say it too quickly with a Yucatan.
They snick it. I think they have bigger things planned for this horse, so I doubt they would be pushing it absolutely stupidly.
is what I would say.
Sinter win with box seat. Lord Fandango forward. Odion can be forward. Palot to save. Rolls kind of forward.
Rising Red goes forward.
Rising Red from 11 will come across with Yucatan. Might lead. Hopefully. Linda. Leader. Last race of the day. Juicy. I think Rising Red's ready to run a race each way.
Flying this prep. Yeah. He was a bit average.
Oh, it's huge.
He was a bit average. Like, he disappointed me last year. I think I was on him first up. Just didn't really come up. Was just sort of thereabouts. But won a race late in his prep. But he's going much better this prep. I found it a really tough sort of race.
Nearly the toughest race.
Rising Red, to me, was the one. But, I can't.
Which horse can't win?
Big Duke.
A Prince of Arran. It's slow.
Big Duke's second favourite.
No, I just don't think it'll win. I think it's always unders.
I thought Rising Red and Gaelic Chieftain were the two that appealed the most, but Odin would not surprise me, and it's just a race I'm not interested in.
I'm not interested at all.
Could be mailing out mail and I'm home.
Are we going to do any interstate actions? Any best bets?
Let me just touch on the internationals here for you, just because I've got some okay reads here. Sure. Prince of Arran's an okay type. Look, all weather behind the one-time Melbourne Cup favourite was its last run. Look, won just one race from the last 14 attempts.
It looks like a proper Melbourne Cup horse. Yeah, like it needs.
I think we just pen it here for this and move on. Dole Harrod will probably be on speed. Best over further, 2,800 plus, but once again, it's not a bad horse. It's a UK listed winner, so it's flown, but previously, you know, really disappointed in Dubai. Prize money, if it finds its best form, 121 time form rating, it can win this race.
Okay.
But it hasn't found that in a year and a half to 2 years. Yucatan, I'll get it right.
We needed you to butcher one, Drew.
Oh, it's always the way. 114 time form rating, it's an okay type. You got to respect the stable of it.
What are you laughing at?
Looks well.
Yeah, but it was the only one I could probably find. Just off the stable jockey combo, Aidan O'Brien, like it's a widely raced sort of horse. This race can get you into a lot of races. They want to get horses into the Melbourne Cup. I don't know if it's qualified, but sort of $10. If there was backing for it and Dicko found it from the yard, I could find it. Apart from that, they're pretty sort of even bunch, like Rising Red, Odion cross the line together last start.
Odion was good. I thought the gap in the mark between it and Rising Red.
I got a small question mark on him at 2,400.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, okay, that's the issue.
Nico, you're spot on. It was luckless last start, but 2,400
is the question.
Bringing Rocks comes through the Metro, which is a very slowly run race.
The problem is with Odion too, Nick, is Damien Thorne stays on.
I wanted to back midterm in this race, and then he doesn't accept.
Well, maybe that's because they had the one in it. Yeah, bringing Rocks, like that Avilius form ties in. He needs another win, though. I don't think he's won a race here in Australia, and he's had probably the perfect.
The race is a pen job, let's be honest.
Sort of set up to do it.
The quaddy punters are going to want something, so maybe give you top five, Nick.
Oh, jeez. Yucatan, Lord Fandango, bringing Rocks, Rising Red. Prize money I'd throw in, Chieftain I'd throw in, Big Duke. If I was having a quaddy.
I think you've got to respect Chieftain because D-Lane could take the Odion ride if he wanted it.
That Taj Mahal form should stack up, you'd think. It was a very good run.
Yeah, he's probably coming through one of the better rating races.
He's a bit of a thiefdom though, isn't he? Like he's
coming through the best rating race, I should say.
Yeah.
Just watch the fair though. Big Duke goes skyward.
What about
and the Chieftain just hemorrhages.
Won this race last year.
Yeah, he's in the game.
Yeah, they're all in the game though.
Mm. Ugly race.
What'll probably happen though is Ring and Rocks will probably win just to fuck me mentally. Because I'm back to heavily at Rose Hill.
Because the whole world's against
you. On
Grand
Final Day. Or Randy called Grand Final Day when I was.
I heard it as well.
Yeah.
I think we're all running on it that day.
Okay, best bet, boys. Best bet.
Jungle Cat.
Jeez.
Autumn Sun.
Come on.
Grow some.
Can't tip the Autumn Sun.
That's fair enough.
That is a sackable offence.
Sunlight, Iconoclasm, Heart.
Value for me is Iconoclasm each way.
Can he do that? It's like
isn't it $4?
It's five fifty
each way.
No, $4 after the show.
Al Malambo, best
You can't. It's, value's got to be double figures. Sure.
Best value, Cliff's
it's
Edge.
It's got to be get on rules.
Cliff's Edge.
Yeah, Cliffy. Cliff's Edge. I'm Team Cliff.
Race 6, number 6, Peaceful, Each Way, More to Place.
Horse.
Come on, horse.
Can I have a few best bets?
I'm yeah, you go nuts, mate.
Lord and Sons of Moral, but I'm not going to call that one. Sir Coney, race 2. I think it's borderline moral. Petrel in Adelaide is a moral. Smacked it at 450. Yeah. Really keen on it. I think Egg Tart in Sydney. Track only has to be soft for her to be winning.
It'll be soft 5, soft at 7 range in between that.
Won't it be heavy?
No.
14?
Nothing's going to hit.
She just needs to give in the ground. She just doesn't go on. It was a good 3, hard deck last time, and she just refused to run. I think she'll win. And Split Lip, I think, will go to Adelaide as well, and it's a massive chance. Pretty good. And best value would be probably Assertive Play, just because it's double figures.
Okay, and what's your top pick in race 6?
Well, I can't do any of my top picks.
Smart Melody.
Yeah. Thrills Through an Eldorado Dream, but I'll pick Seabrook just for the sake of the
Seabrook
exercise, because it's $26.
I'll take...
Through take Peaceful.
Yep.
I'll take Crone.
It's fair.
It's
odds. You got Moretti.
I'll take Moret because she won't run last. And that leaves him with a few options.
Okay, guys, that's it for the previous... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, still got to just quickly Everest. Everyone will want to pick from it. If you'd have one pick in the Everest.
Fucking snore. Watch something else.
Oof.
US Navy flag.
I've heard some bad reports that it's going no good is the issue.
The whole field's going no good.
Yeah. I'm happy to stay on Red Zell. I think it's the best horse there.